It's Dawn.
Dawn is in the studio telling us what movies we should be watching this weekend. I nearly went and watched this one last weekend, but I didn't. I nearly went and watched Red Arrow, Red One.
Red Sparrow,
one that you did.
Yes.
And then it was sold out. It was full on.
All of the movies that I review get sold out.
That's true.
I give really quality reviews.
What are we doing? Yep, cool. What are we doing right now? It's called Ready One.
Ready Player One. Oh, you guys, this is Steven Spielberg, and I feel like the magic of Steven Spielberg is back. You know, like back in the day, he used to make movies based on like what a movie audience member would enjoy, like from the seat of the cinema goer.
Yeah.
That's what he was making the movie for, like Indiana Jones, you know, great action and so much fun. And then he started moving more into social commentary, and so it lost a little bit of that magic, but still he has like these rich ways of telling stories.
So now we're back at it.
I feel like this movie marries the two of those concepts completely together. It's got a great social commentary, and it's also completely awesome.
Okay, cool. We've got a bit of a trailer for it. This is called Ready Player One.
My name's Wade Watts. My dad died when I was a kid. My mom too. And I ended up here.
There's nowhere left to go. Except the Oasis. A whole virtual universe. The Oasis was the brainchild of James Halliday.
Hello. If you're watching this, I'm dead. I created a hidden object, an Easter egg. The first person to find the egg will inherit $500 billion and total control of the Oasis itself.
Wow.
Sounds good. It's got that 80s feel, doesn't it?
Oh,
it's got that old video game type of feel, right?
Yeah, it's really great. Oh, you will love it. It's so good. I give it an A.
Like, wow.
It's my most favorite movie of the year so far. I really enjoyed it.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah. I feel like the trailer didn't do it justice, but I think that's right. Like, it shouldn't give away too much.
Yeah, I don't want the trailer to give too much of the movie. I always get disappointed when you see, well, sometimes you go watch a movie, the movie's not great, the trailer looks good because the only good scenes they throw in there, and you're like, okay. Yeah, totally. So this one to watch?
Yeah, definitely. And also, I think that Brent Black did some work on this one because the avatar looks exactly like him. Like,
really?
Even the way he walks, I was like, dude, that's Brent. And I saw Brent actually at the screening, and I was like, hey, how was it seeing yourself on the big screen?
All right, I've just turned down now. She's had her time. Thank you. Thank you, Dawn. You had some gifts.
I do. I have something for you guys.
This is cute.
You have your own t-shirt.
She's got her own YouTube and blog. It's called Seen by Dawn.
That's cute.
She's got us t-shirts,
Donnie,
with her face on it. That's beautiful, Dawn.
Dawn, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
It won't fit me, though.
Thank you very much.
It will fit you. It's large.
I'm XXL.
All right. Thank you, Dawn.